A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, September 15th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration.
And to join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
We are also on the internet. You can find us on the web on www.voaindebele.com, lobanjalogu www.voaindebele.com, lobanjalogu www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration ahead of the 2018 elections.
And Blessing, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission says voter registration will begin on Monday. At ZEC registration. ZEC Chairperson Rita Makarao says the blitz for the 2018 elections will start middle of October and also expects to register at least 7 million people.
The process, which was launched yesterday at State House before it goes countrywide, has been questioned by a number of stakeholders with regards to the January 15th, 2017 deadline for voter registration against the background of outstanding electoral reforms.
So if you wish to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back. And we are also live streaming on our Facebook page. Go and like us on VOA Ndebele, Kumbenjalo, VOA Shona, and put your number over there if you want us to call you back.
Onguka nasi tlauti tige chitarisa neje nyaya yeku tangaku nyoresa kuti vanhu vavhote musarudzo dzegore rinouya. Nezuro takaona chirongwa ichiparurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nemhuri yavo, uye vatedzeri vavaviri vaPelekezela Mpoko Emerson Mnangagwa vakanyoresaiwo kuti vange vachikwanisa kuvhota kuState House. Chirongwa ichi chikazoendeswa zvakare kuHarare International Conference Center kana kuti kuHICC. Vamwewo vanopikisa nevamwe vanga vaine magwarawo vakakwanisa kuti vange vachinyoresa kuvhota. Asi kutanga nemusi wemuvhuro kumacenta ezek ari matunhu akasiyana-siyana, vanhu vanenge vakwanisawo kuenda kunonyoresa kuvhota ikoko. Asi sachigaro wezek amairita makarawo vari kuti vachazotanga kunyatsopinda mumawadhi muya nekuenda pedyo nevanhu nekuregista vanhu vakawanda kana kunyoresa vanhu vakawanda kuti vange vachivhota mwedzi unotevera, nekuti vachiri vakamirira avari kuti iwo mabvr kits anoshandiswa mukunyoresa vanhu kuvhota. Mabvr kits aya ari kubva kune imwe kambani yekuchina uko, asi anenge ari kugadzirwa kuHong Kong. Kune mazana mana akatopinda munyika 400, vari kutarisira kuti kuchauya mamwe mamiriyoni zviuru zviviri nemazana matanhatu 2600, nekuti ese pamwe chete anenge ari zviuru zvitatu 3000. PJ.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, uhlelo Live Talk, lapho isihluza khona indaba ezehlukeneyo eziphathelane lezizalwane zeZimbabwe kuStudio 7. Lamhlanje udaba esiluphetheyo ludaba lolu olokubhalisa kwabantu ukuthi babe lelunge abalelungelo lokuvota ukuze benelise ukuvota ngomnyaka ozayo oka 2018 lapho kuyabe kudingwa khona amalunga edale lephalamende kanye lomongameli welizwe. Siboneke izolo kusethulwa okusemthethweni uhlelo lokubhalisa abantu kusetshenziswa imitshina yangalezi nsuku abayithi yi-BVR kumbe Biometric Voter Registration Kits. Labo ababona ngezokhetho abeZimbabwe Electoral Commission abekomishini lei ekhokhelwa nguNkosikazi Makarao kumbe uJustice Rita Makarao. Bathi bona sebenelise ukuthola imishina yama-BVR engaba ngamakhulu amane phakathi kwezinkulungwane ezintathu abazodayo ukuthi zithengwe kwele Hong Kong. Kodwa ke esifikile ngengamakhulu amane kuphela. Ikho ke bayenze esingayithi yi-soft launch izolo. Kube le mikhosi emibili esigodleni sikamongameli Estate House. Lapho ke iziphathamandla ze-ZANU-PF labanye iziphathamandla zikahulumende bahle babhalisa kanye laye umongameli Robert Mugabe ahle abhalisa khona lemuli yakhe ukuthi babe lelungelo lokuvota. Kodwa kwazaba lomunye umkhosi njalo owenzelwe eHarare International Conference Center HICC lapho ke okuwenelise ubhalisa iziphathamandla zamabandla aphikisayo labanye abeze abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo lozulu nje jikelele. Kodwa ke kungumkhosi omncane kuyikubhalisa abantu abalutshwane ngoba imitshina ayike yenele. Ikho ke unkosikazi Makarao uthe yena imitshina le isiza sabalaliswa elizweni lonke kube lama centers lapho abantu abazabesiyabhalisa khona. Kodwa ke njengoba imitshina yonke ingakabuyi lokho kuzakwenziwa ngenyanga ezayo kamfumfu. Ikho ke siboneke okunenge obekusenzakala izolo khona lapho kube lemikhosi emibili okuyinto esolwe ngabanenge besithi kwenzelweni ke esigodlweni sika mongameli Estate House kwazokwenziwa omunye njalo umkhosi HICC lapho ke Estate House abamabandla aphikisayo babe khonona ngokuthi bona kabanxuswanga njalo akunxuswanga abanye abe ingcwethi zezombusazwe abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo labanye abanenginengi. Kuzokuthi-ke namhlanje ngobulawayo abezeki njalo babe lomunye umbuthano wemfundiso wokwazisa ngohlelo lwabo lonalolu olokubhalisa abantu besebenzisa imitshina ye-BVR yona le. Yeah, blessing.
Of course, PJ, before we introduce our guests, let's go to State House where President Robert Mugabe officially launched this registration exercise yesterday.
Pointing out it has a laptop with the registration process to create an electronic file. People may want to do it accurately, correctly, and very precisely. What's happening there, the machine was not detecting this.
I duly proclaimed today as the first day upon which the biometric voter registration will officially commence. I therefore urge all eligible Zimbabweans to go to their established centers to register in their numbers.
That day, of course, was President Robert Mugabe proclaiming September 14th as the day that the registration starts. But, of course, there are still teething problems because the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is saying it does not have enough voting kits that it ordered from a Chinese company, and the BVR kits are being manufactured in Hong Kong. So far, they've received 2,600 to go. But of course, like we highlighted at the beginning of the show, there is some registration that will start on Monday at ZEC centers throughout the country. PJ, I think we have our first guest, Michael Ndiweni.
Yeah. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Ndiweni. Hello.
We might be having a bad connection there, but we'll try to get back to him. Yes. But of course, there are many people following us on our Facebook pages. There is Farai Mauto, who says, Laka Laka, Nathan Chicks, Comrade Geraldine Fraser, Anoti Ipapo. Then we have Zanuya Wara, Arguti Pahasha, Pabikita, Collins Machinga, Achiva Amuti Pabikita Papi. Then tina O'Brien Mufaro Jani arikutizo ndi fonerei O'Brien tiaiza kuti tiketi chiku fonera tina Mutulisi Maganda arikutiwo ndasvika ndiripo tinotenda varikutitera pa Facebook page yedu Edi Mudua arikutiwo ndi fonerei ndikupewo pfungwa dzangu hapana chakaipa Juliet Chekenya arikuti ndasvikawo pano. Tinokurudzira kuti vese vanenge vachida kupinda muchirongwa motitumira namba dzenyu uye muchitaurawo kuti muri kupi vazhinji PJ mazano varingoti pfe hatizoti
sakatozozoti
tichida kudzwa kuti muri kutiona muri kupi uye muri kutinzwawo zvakanaka here PJ.
Yeah, ngilaboke abanye abasethe basilandela kuFacebook lisilandele ngempela likhulume khona lapho lithi like liklike like. Kulozoliwe Zulu, uti hello there. Yeah, hello back there. Anastasia Ndlovu, uti ngilalele, ngiko Bulawayo. Umlevu Ndlovu, call me on this number. Ngizo inika ke, uta ngise Zambia. Ngizo inika ke uproducer wetu. Uti alitinte ngocingo wena ke kumbe umlevu Ndlovu kumbe unkosikazi awusachomo sizo utinta ke ngocingo. What I wanted to also to highlight our blessing is the fact that today in Bulawayo there was a sort of a workshop or a gathering of CSOs and stakeholders meeting in with ZEC just explaining over this issue of registration and so on. Most probably they felt that since they were left out in the Harare soft launch, they might want to do something similar in Bulawayo, which they did today. Yes.
Interesting indeed. And there is also another video as we try to connect with our guests. The phones are a bit problematic, but we'll try, we'll keep trying. And the same goes for our callers. Please just keep trying. Bear with us. The phones are not that good today, but we'll try our best. But let's just take a listen to what the Secretary General of the Opposition, MDCT, Douglas Monzora, had to say about this whole voter registration process.
An application before the High Court. It is an urgent chamber application, which has now been set before Justice Foroma. We filed it last night. The biometric voter registration kits are not yet procured. They are not yet in the country. We know that there are only 400 kits that have come, and these 400 kits were only for purposes of training.
Of course, that there is the Secretary General of the Opposition MDC Party, Douglas Monzora. That case is going to be heard in the High Court on Monday. I think we now have Michael Ndiweni, our guest. Mr. Ndiweni, good evening.
Hey, good evening, blessing.
How are you doing?
I am doing fine.
Thank you.
Although I have many questions around this,
Everyone
like
is
anybody else.
Yeah, I think the Zach really needs to clear the air. Many questions. BJ,
yeah.
How about you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, siyabonga kuhlelo ndiweni.
Eh ngiyabonga Transcredit.
Yeah. Akusichathekele umbono wakho njoba nuthena nawo nolembuzo eminingi njengabanye bonke ngokuphathelane lokubhalisa ukuthi abantu balibele lungelo lokuvota ngomnyaka ozayo ama PVR machines kits ukuthi asebuyile elizweni angamakhulu amane kuphela phakathi kwezinkulungwane ezintathu ezifunakalayo ukuthi abantu bonke babhalise elizweni lonke.
Yes, ngibuza ukuqala lo ukuthi kanti kujahweni into yokuqala ukuthi kujahweni xa kule 400 ama kids that have arrived in the country and it's less than a third. Ordinarily we know ukuthi for you to start a process that is dignified, at least a third of the equipment should have arrived by now. But then if 400 angazi, you know, is it about 5% or 10%? But inani ukuthi ku rushe kakhulu, it has been rushed in my view. Ngabe izekhe ngubuhulumende umile emthina yabuya yanela and then was a proclaimer ke ukuthi hayi, now we can start, we are ready, we have all the equipment and our teams have been trained. And apparently, sizakuthana bayafundiswa here and there. There is a bit of confusion. Abantu abakwazi ukuqalisa nini. There hasn't been any schedule that has been seen by abantu ukuthi istate ukuthi abantu abaku-ward 12, for example, Njube, bazakuthana endaweni enje, bayiregister. And we have not even seen ama posters. I've been moving around still Bulawayo namhlanje ngibhodabhoda nje ngikhangela. I have not seen ama police stations ama centers for registration that are visible ukuthi an ordinary citizen can see that. And into emangalisayo passage is not blessing. There's been so much halabaloo about the ICTs or use of social media to the extent that the government has conducted a meeting to solicit for more visitors to control or to administer through the Minister of Information Communication Technology and Courier Services. And my surprise is that apparently there is no message even on WhatsApp from ZEC that clearly outlines ukuthi abantu bayenga. To me, that is the cheapest way of communication in this country that you should embrace. It's cheaper than even a poster. So my question is, why ZEC and the government is not embracing such cheap communication? If it has managed to conduct public awareness meetings or public engagement meetings to solicit for views about the ICTs, laws, et cetera, and then it fails to embrace that facility to communicate with citizens, I get very worried. What exactly is happening in those offices? Because surely, by now, we should be having a clear communication strategy in as far as the VVR election is concerned. I wonder why it was written by the Katiban. That is why I'm clear. I was an angel. I'm a vendor. I wonder what's going to happen. I was going to say, I'm not going to know. They proclaim, but I'm not clear. So even that, I'm very confused with what is going on. So ZEC must put itself in order and communicate to citizens using the cheapest way of communicating, WhatsApp. It is the cheapest blessing and intercepting.
How Zang Ozo, in Umslang, and what to call an Amslaga to Senswang of ZEC?
I'm not.
Conanga Pogolaway.
Maybe leaders in America, maybe you are better connected to have that information. But it's not like what it was going down on that. Like that's why I'm saying, Guti, there is no clear communication strategy to talk to the citizens. I was wrong, to be honest, I was wrong. And then I did not see. But ordinarily, you see, I'm a post, but I did not see that meeting. So I wonder, is targeting who and who are the key stakeholders, and the Nguma CSOs. I think as I see the group of Angela, I accumulate the English. Maybe there are others with, but I think it's wrong at Nagobla, to be honest. And we get to our deputy, how will this process then get going if there is, secrecy or information is not being shared to citizens? Because this is a national program, and it is a political rights issue. So I think that Zeki and the government must take this process serious and ensure that they communicate clearly to citizens using the best possible way. Talk to the pastors. And then just communicate. To me, I think we can improve our communication strategy.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ndweni. Please do stay on the line. Let's introduce our second guest, Mr. Tawanda Chimini, the director of the Elections Resource Center. Mr. Chimini, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. Of course, Mr. Chimini, you have covered elections in many countries in Africa. And what you are getting from Zimbabweans is that there is a lot of confusion. They don't know what is happening. May you help clear the air, Mr. Chimini?
I don't know where to start. Definitely, I think the feedback that keeps coming up is the one that is clearly depicting a lot of misinformation around what is happening. But this is largely being drawn from the fact that the very body that is mandated with running elections has probably not given out enough information. And sadly, this causes a lot of anxiety. It promotes a lot of speculation, which dents the credibility and public confidence of the election process at the end of the day. So there are still a lot of gaps that we are witnessing. We have opted to take the route of direct engagement with ZEC, where we are asking these questions. In some instances, we've been successful, we've received responses. In other instances, there's been delayed responses, and that compromises the quality of our engagement with the election process. And that is said. And like you said, in terms of international practice, you would expect by now for a clear roadmap to have been put in place with regards to the voter registration exercise, which was launched yesterday. So a clear roadmap with timelines which are very specific, so that the voter and also the election stakeholders are fully aware of what will be happening. So you look at the most recent elections, your Kenyan election, your Zambia election,
Angola,
your Ghana elections late last year. All these elections had clear time frames that were publicly shared, and people knew exactly what would happen. So this is where we're encouraging the Election Commission to operate within the confines of international standards, never mind the fact that they must also be consistent with the fact of law in Zimbabwe, so with regard to transparency and accountability. So they need to be doing more to communicate with Zimbabweans at large.
Thank you, Mr. Chimini. Please do stay on the line. PJ, I think we have our first call.
Yes, lo mlalele esilaye ecingweni. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hello.
Yeah, igama mbani?
Makalova.
Makalova.
Yeah.
Ah, ungasinika umbono wakho.
Yeah. Ah, ngicela ukukhuluma nje ngendaba lezizwa yoku register ukuthi azoqalile.
Yeah.
Yokuqalene bekuthiwa kufika ama biometrics whatever kunokukhulunywa ngakho besakhulunywa ngemfundiso kathe sobeda abantu sebethiwa kuyabhaliswa lento zabona zifoki azizwakala ngathi kujahweni njengamanye sebevele sebekhulumile kungathi sempongo uphinda nje ekhulunywa ngabanye kuyazi ukuthi into zabona zisuka zingasezwakali ukuthi kuqondweni kahle kahle.
Ye, so wena ukhuthazani ukuthi kakwenziweni?
Kumele kube nemfundiso egcwele ebantwini. Ngapha ngikhuluma nje ngisemaphandleni ebantwini abangazi ukuthi kuzenzakalani. Already sekuthiwa kuyarejista i-voter education yangkhona akula, abantu bazafundiswa nini? Isikhathi sakhona vele sinikuye mbana kesilitshwana kakhulu.
Ye, wena usithinte ngocinga ungaphi?
MangisePlumtree, emakhaya.
Iko abantu khona ngapha emangweni wakini vele abakayizwa lutho ngokuthi sokubhaliswa.
Ah, ngisho engkwazini kube kuthiwa kuyatshintsha isithupha kodwa antsho abanye bebesebenza lezi zinsini. Ukosikazi wami belesipha lezenye othe zama ukutshintsha kwathiwa hhayi ungakwentshintsha abanye bagithinta. So sigcika kungasakwazi ukuthi uqinise ngoku kube kuthiwa benza ngabomi ukuthi ungakatshintsha izithupha wesebenzisa lezenye ukuthi ukuthi kuyavota bese bekuchoyisa kuthiwa sizifune zezenye. Vele into yakhona ayika-transparent.
Akula okuphumayo emisakazweni kokufundisa kumbe ukutshengisa ukuthi kuza kwenziwa ngaphi kwangkhona.
Akula.
Mm.
Asisebenzini so.
Ha. Libe lokho elilalele emisakazweni weStudio 7 siyabonga.
Sawubona mama.
Yeah, siyabe sikutholile lati sizabe lokho esikufaka emoyeni. Kodwa ke lati hayi. Imfundiso yonke le mibuzo elilayo yona leyo lathi silayo
sizabe sindlebe kumbe basilalela abavele belalela abantu ukuthi okozivane siyokhuluma ukuthi anti bancazuye endaweni zekhethe bakhona abalendleko ezinkulu abalalelayo ukuthi khona bezareporta sibeke kukhona kathi sabe silalele.
Ye hhayi kulungile, sibongile kakhulu mnumzane.
Siyabonga.
Yebo. Makaloba here was saying he's from Plumtree, he's in the rural areas. They haven't heard anything about registration and all these BVR kits and which they've arrived. And I'm like, haven't you heard anything even in the national media houses? And he says, no, there are no posters, there is nothing. All we heard is about registering to get plastic IDs from the metal IDs.
Of course, let's go quickly on our Facebook page. Shona Louis Pilot Mberi, he says, watching from South Africa. Thank you so much, Louis. And Tarusai Office, fair thanks to the program. This is what Arugupi. Masia Muturuki, Arugupi, watching from Sierra Leone. Wow, West Africa, thank you so much. Freddy Majovino Mushonga, watching from Botswana. Thank you so much. Masia Muturiki, what is the maximum time it takes to register a person? I think, Mr. Chimini, you can answer that. You did manage to register yesterday, right? How long did it take?
I did manage to register yesterday. It took me about 12, 13 minutes to register. This is from the point where I sat in front of the machine and they took my photograph and scanned copies of my documents, scanned my fingerprints, and then issued out a receipt which was indicating that I had managed to successfully register. So it took about 12 or so minutes. There were some challenges with the process, and I'm not here saying that it was really a bad process. Of course, you'll understand that as the process is starting, there are often some hiccups, but we're able to note some issues which we hope ZEC will address. So, for instance, there was an indication that the registration official may have to know the places in which they are registering people because they need to capture details pertaining to which ward one is coming from. So we all know in Zimbabwe, not everyone knows which ward they stay. We know our residential addresses, but at times we don't know which ward that at times patients is all, but not the ward. So that...
So what documents does one need to register, Mr. Chimini?
I had to request that I use an affidavit because I do not own a property. So I had to request to use the residency affidavit. So fortunately, they had the commissioner of courts was close by, and I swore before that commissioner of oath that the details I was giving were correct. So I got my proof of residence. Then there's the voter registration form. That must be the VR1 form that I'm using. So those two forms, the VR9 and the VR1 form, are the ones that you then fill in, and those are the documents that are scanned. and kept as a record of your registration. But what they also take up is your proof of identity, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. they also scan and keep. Mm-hmm. So you get your documents back except for the proof of residence and the VR1 form. Mm-hmm. So those are the documents that they were capturing. But it took quite a bit of time mm-hmm. for me to register. I think on an average it was taking about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that this process can be speeded up once ZEC begins to roll out this process. But for it to be speeded up, I think the important things that must be considered, which we are encouraging ZEC to consider as well. Mm-hmm. Number one, it's going to be important for ZEC to clarify the procedures themselves. Mm-hmm. So the less people know about the process, the more time it will take to administer processes, because you are just having to explain to every citizen who comes to register what they must do. That will take a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Number two, the question of proof of residence must be addressed mm-hmm. because it will take more time for people to collect the residence affidavit in the event of not having proof of residence and then trying to get it signed. So our encouragement to ZEC, which we hope they will consider, is that let each registrant without proof of residence swear before the registration official mm-hmm. so that all that is done at the same time without having to say people must come in, get the form, go out, find the commissioner of votes and then come back. That will take too much time. And the chances of people not coming back to register are higher. Mm-hmm. So if ZEC is able to put up enough safeguards, and this is international practice, put up enough safeguards to keep against people lying about where they reside and inform the voters when they are registering that it's a crime to lie where you reside, mm-hmm. then that should be adequate for one to register.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chimini.
And also, it will reduce the time that mm-hmm. it takes for one to register as well.
Thank you. We'll come back to you. We just want to take one or two callers. PJ Ngwan.
Yeah. Ulo mnumzana hove. Ukuda hove. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo, Lizanto.
Hayi, siphilile linjani le?
Hayi,
siphilile. Wena-ke uyizwile indaba le yokulontshwa kokusetshenziswa kwama-PVR kits asebuyile elizweni, kodwa malutshwane kakhulu. Umnumzana Ndiweni lapha ubesithi kathi vele kujahweni, wena ubona njani?
Ukuthi sivote, kodwa iqiniso yilona lokuthi i-exercise yakhona i-exercise yomjaho. Ngoba wananzelela amanamba ayekhulunywa yi-ZEC. Xa sibili sibona ukuthi bona babeqale besithi by end of 2017 wonke umuntu yabe serejistiwe. Babekhangelele ukurejista more than, I think, i-rate yabo babesithi bazabe berejista 7 people per minute.
Mm-hmm.
So asazibona ukuthi yindawo bezifake under so much pressure. And i-pressure yakhona kuyi-pressure ezagcinikenza ukuthi so ekugcineni kwe-registration period sengabe bebehlulekile, njengoba indiyene ade ukhuluma ukuthi abaningi bazayehluleka ukurejista because isikhathi esifakiweyo silutshwana. Izinto iZEC ezama ukuzenza ziningi, imitshina yakhona nilutshwana, nabantu abakwazi ukuyisebenzisa balutshwana.
Yeah, and lo Jimini la ekade ekhuluma kathesi ukuthi labo abangela proof of residence lapha abahlala khona balakho ukuthi babiselwe ngekhaya, ngoba lapha bebesancinga abantu engxenye ekuqaliseni, kodwa-ke nxa sebekhathele vele bazabaxosha abantu ukuthi ngabaqale bayebuya la ma-affidavit asayinwe ngu-commissioner of arts. So vele kule nkinga singakaqalisi.
And okunye futhi yikhonokho ukuthi ama-message asebuyile kumbe i-information enikwa abantu okumele kube yibo ababhalise ukuvota iningi njalo iyehlukene. Ukuthi ivota loba mina ngifuna ukuvuka kusuke ngiyebhalisa, ngigcina ngididekile ukuthi ngihambe nencwadi yizithi. Ngoba umdedeki, for example, uvukile last week esithi izithupha zezenu kazisebenzi ngoba kazilama-fingerprint, kazilani, it's just izenu. So kufuneke zeplastiki lama-passport. URita ngumbiZEC yavuka isithi hhayi, izithupha zezengi ziyavunywa. so that as umuntu ukuthi yena ekwazi ukuthi civil okuyikho kuyini even indlela ama regulations ama voter registration regulations abhalwe ngayo kuphikisana leminye yemlayezelo kade siyithola from izek all along.
Yeah.
Akwaziwa indlela ukade bechasisa ngayo i-affidavit ngendlela i-affidavit echasiswe ngayo kuma-regulations kungani kulo mehluko.
Yeah.
So ama-voters okwakathesi they might have i-risk yokuthi they are confused ngokuthi kahle kahle i-process zahamba njani njani izosebenza njani.
Yeah. Hhayi, ngibongile kakhulu mnumzana Wobe.
Hhayi, ngibulungile.
Ragai tiende kuna mkoma love mo magadi mkoma love mo
ndino tamba magadi wemi
aizu tingo tamba murukupi mkoma love mo
ndriku South Africa
muruku South Africa asu mungo vekanye
hai no hai ndino fazangu masinko mzaka
o mungo mnongo buya o zyoma
ndino farida mutoro chaisu
oho ok wereketa itinzu
nyai inoonetsa ndinemibvunzo pamwe handizi kuti ndingawana anondidavirere baba chitoda kana vevheki vacho chitodavira zvavo but anyway handizi kuziva kuti chavari kunyanya kumanyira kuti vati my elections through vakatopa time frame handiti
havasati vanyatsotaura havarungoti vanotarisira kuti vachange vanyorisa vanhu 2 million patinosvika muna mbudzi umu kana muna November.
I think vamugabe vanenge vakatopa havo date kuti next year muna January, I don't know.
Ipapo ndopari kunzi hapo panogona kunge papera asi vezeki vari kuti havo ingori time frame yakapiwa vanofunga kuti mukati memwedzi miviri vanenge vapedza asi vanhu vanorambawo vachienda kunonyoreswa kuti vange vachivhota.
Dambudziko rangu riri pakuti ivo havasati vane mitiriro yakakwana kana kuti ameno kuti munhu ungati hai ndoda kuvakaimbai oti hai ndinoipedza ne 3 days. But iwewe kana zvidhina unonga une 15 whereas upandiwa 30 something or 500. I don't know kuti time frame yacho unogona kuipa sei iye zvine zvi machine yacho handiti haisati yakwana. Machine isati yakwana ivo vakutopa date kuti otherwise kusvika musi wakati. I don't know kuti tinomhanyirei. Ndinoona sokuti inini kamaonero andiroita ka rigging yacho yatora iri pa at this time around ka iri pachena ende inonyadzisa. Nokuti handifungi kuti tingamhanyira kuti kati manyiri titoite titotanga kuregista vanhu anyway iye zvino izvi ndonga mashini yacho yakauya yanga iri yekudzidzisa vanhu handiti vakwanise kudi it's almost 400 out of I don't know kana kuti pa 3/4 ekana pa 1/4 satasvika kuti mashini yacho ikwane yekuti tikwanise kuregista vanhu saka I don't know kuti tinogomhanyirei kana yevezviki vacho I don't know kuti vanozviwana kupi kuti timhanyisa izvozvo. Of course my elections are grandi, we want to go for elections, we are ready for them mandates, but my true was zvinoitwa ka anyway chitsudzi chacho ka chini chii so open yokuti kana even munhu asina masokeni even see.
Asi imi mukoma love mo makagadzira here kuti mende unonyorisa kuvhota kuZimbabwe?
Ready or not, but as a Zimbabwean I'm ready. But otherwise process yacho inofanira kunge iri clear and open kuvanhu vese kuti tizive kuti tiri kuenda kupi handiti. Kunyange ivo vanhu vacho vezanu pf I don't think kuti the are free kuti ezvezvidzidziso handifungi kuti yakakwana kumaruwa and the information hainow distributwa zvakakwana kuti vanhu vazive kuti tiri kuregista rini ende tinozviita sei kana kudzidziswa chao kuti BVR yacho inoshanda sei inofamba sei hazvina kukwana savevezeki vacho I don't know rita makara what she said doing.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma love more nekupinda muchinongwa chedu.
Okay, hazvinoshungurudza baba because isu muno mukati kaungara kunge tsuro dziri munzvimbo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru tichifunga kuti muchaenda kunonyorisa kuti muvhote.
Yes, we are ready for it. Saka hatatozvisi kuti zvinofamba sei.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Love more there our caller saying that the voter registration exercise and the whole election thing is not process, very transparent. He does not understand why the president rushed to proclaim the dates when they don't have the kits, the BVR kits, to start the registration process. I think we still have Mr. Ndiweno on the line, PJ?
Yeah. Ndiwe.
Unfortunately, I think we are having problems with that line. We'll try to call him back. Tinebamwe.
Chimini yele, sehambile lai.
I think Chimini's line too is a bit of a problem.
Yeah, uko onu Chimini, a blessing.
Are you still on the line, Mr. Chimini?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry. I thought we had lost you.
That in the bones, we were just meaning that
people talk as if they are not there when you are there.
We just meaning when we change, varuku netseka na nekuti vari confused. Kuti varuku nyoresa vacho, muruku nyoresa irene chitu pache zenge kana kuti neche plastic chet. Because vamdede vakataura kuti zvochi hatisi kuzonyoresa vanhu vanenge vaine mazeng asi vezek mairita makarao vakabuda vachiti aiwa zvese zvitupa izvozvo zvinongoshanda.
Yeah, isusu tirikutarisa kuti sarudzo dziri kubatwa sei ndiro basa ratinoita and semaonero edu zvakanga zvakataurwa navamudede sezvo makazoona havana kuzombobuda zvakare vachitaura nyaya iyoyo vanenge vanga vasingatauri chokwadi semunhu mukuru hatingazoti vainyepa asi vanenge vaisataura chokwadi dai vari vadiki tangadai tati ha vakatimisa saka ruzhinji rwezimbabwe vanofanira kuziva kuti chero uine chitupa cherata chinoshandisika kuti unge uchikwanisa kuvhota nezuro vakaparurwa chirongwa ichocho kune vamwe vanga vaine zvitupa zverata vakatenderwa kuregesa kuzovhota saka chinhu chinotoshanda vanhu ngavasatye zvavo kana vachinge vachisangana nematambudziko ekurambidzwa kunyoresa kuzovhota nechitupa ichocho izvozvo ngazvitaurike zvizivikanwe kuitira kuti isusuwo pakuongorora tinokwanisa kuzvibudisa pachena kuti aiwaka izvi hazvipo pamutemo toona kuti vangabatsirikana sei chakanyanyokosha panyaya dzesarudzo dziri kuuya idzi sezvamakanzwa zvichiitika kukinya panenge paitika dambudziko musarudzo pane mukana wekuti tinge tichibuda pachena kuti hatisi kutenderana nazvo nekuti sarudzo dzinofanira kunge dzichiitwa pamutemo tikaona sarudzo dzisingaitwi pamutemo tikabuda sevagari vemuzimbabwe semazimbabwe tichizvitsanangura zvakakwana tichipa nhoroondo neumbowo hunoratidza kuti zvechokwadi pane mutemo usina kubatwa zvakanaka kana usina kutedzerwa zvinokwanisa kubatsira kutsarudzo dzedu dzinge dzichibatwa zvakanaka asi tikaramba takanyarara tongoti aiwa zvinhu hazvinomira mushe tinoziva zvaimboitika kare tichingodaro hapana chinodi chinochinja ndokurudziro yatiri kupa sekuona kwatiri kuita patiri kubudisa zvinhu zvakawanda pachena kuti zviri kukanganiswa tiri kuona zvichigadzirika saka tinoziva kuti zvinotora nguva yakareba kuti zove nesarudzo dzakanaka asi kurudziro yedu ndeyekuti ngatibudei pachena tichizvibudisa pachena pari kukanganiswa nyaya dzesarudzo kuitira kuti zvigadzirike tikada kuzomirira sarudzo yacho yapera kuti pane zvakati zvakakanganiswa zvingangova tingangodaro tanonoka saka zvinoda kuti tinge tichizviita patiri kutoona zviri kuitika izvi saizvozvo.
But Mr. Chimini, we know clearly that Mr. Mdede is no longer running the show. Why is he commenting like this? Is there any motivation for him to do that? And why has he not been sanctioned?
It's really a mystery. I think if we had a functional democracy, you'd expect him to be reprimanded as a government official. I think the Minister of Home Affairs, because that's the ministry that he works in, should take solid action against Mr. Mdede. He cannot mislead Zimbabweans at all, especially regarding elections. But like we've always said, you know what happens if you are used to doing certain things for a long time and all of a sudden you are removed from those things. You tend to have withdrawal symptoms. Mm-hmm. It was alcohol, say, maybe suffering from a hangover. But you can almost understand because he's also quite elderly. He's been in his job for a long time. So he may not fully appreciate the fact that, number one, the responsibility for elections, which he enjoyed for quite a bit of time, has been removed from his office. Then, number two, the introduction of technology around elections does not in any way include the readability of identity documents at the stage of registration. or at the stage of voting. So there is absolutely no truth in his arguments to say that only machine-readable documents will be used for one vote to register and to vote. It's highly misleading and very inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And I think he needs to be put in place.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. DJ?
Ndiweni, loku kwa necengweni?
No luck.
Selahlekelwe. Wathi ngithi kamfu blessing amafitshane ngoba abantu abaningi kade belokhe bebuza ukuthi engxenye vele sebeqalisile ukusiriga abantu abayizani PF njengoba nabesitshela imbiko etshiyeneyo, imbiko omunye esithi ozabhalisa ukuthi abe lelungelo lokuvota ngulowo oyabe lesithupha esezenge eseplastiki, hatshi olesezenge. Yiwo ke umbuzo engiwuphe kumnumzana Tawanda Jimini. Umnumzana Tawanda Jimini ngimbuze ngelokuthi yena uvele umelele inhlanganiso ebona ngezokhetho layo ezimele yodwa ethiwa Elections Resource Center. Ngithe achasise kabanzi ngakhona lokho, kodwa ke silusiza ukuthi akenelisi ukuthi akhulume ngesiNdebele, ukhulume ngesiShona. Wachasisa ke ukuthi yena ube ngomunye wabahambe baya bhalisa izolo engelayo i-proof of residence, engelaso angabe elaso isithupha iseplastic kumbe sezenge, kodwa ke ubabonile abaningi akade bebhalisa izolo belezithupha zezenge bezisamukelwa. Inkuthazo yakhe kade ngeyokuthi kwalabo abenhlanganiso kumbe ikomishini eyezeke kumele babe lomuntu ozabe ozamela u-Commissioner of Oaths, ngoba bangabisela abantu ngekhaya bethi babuye bengela proof of residence njengesibonelo. Kuzaba nzima ukuthi umuntu abuyele ngekhaya ayethola ayefuna leyo affidavit abe sephenduka njalo ukuthi abuye azobhalisa. Kuyabe sokusitsho ukuthi uzabe engena kundwendwe okwesibili kumbe okwesithathu nxa ebuye engelancwadi ezifunakalayo ezidingakalayo lapho. Kodwa ke abantu bengesabi ukuthi babuye bazobhalisa ngoba balesithupha sezenge, ngoba kulomunye oke wasithinta lapha ngocingo obeseplumtree sithina vele akasisakwazi lokuthi senzeni, njalo abasitsheli lokuthi kuzayiwa ngapi, abasitsheli lasemsakazweni, abaphoseli lamaposta ama-pamphlets okusazisa ukuthi singabe sibuye lani ukuzobhalisa, njalo siye ngapi sibisibili.
Wongo manzwa vatereri kune vanga vachibvunza kuti zvitupa zvedu zvesimbi zvinoshanda here. Amairita Makara vakataurayo kuti aiwa zvinokwanisa kushanda, munouya nazvo munokwanisa kunyoresa. Vachimini vakaona chirongwa ichiparurwa nezuro kuHarare International Conference Center vatsinirawo kuti panga paine vamwewo vane zvitupa izvozvi vakakwanisa kuvhota. Nekudaro nemuvhuro kana muchienda kumacenters eZEC kuri ku tanga kunyoreswa vanhu makasununguka kuenda vachazouya kumatunhu enyu kana kuti kumawadhi kwenyu zvakare mumwedzi unoteera uyu munokwanisa kuenda nezvitupa zvenyu izvozvo kunyange hazvo vamudede vanga vamboti aiwa zvitupa zvazvishande, asi vamudede handiwo pamutemo vanotaura nezvesarudzo rabasa reZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Tombodzokera kune vari kutiona pazvivhitivhiti zvakaita sara Facebook. Tennyson Fana ari kupenga iye ari kuti avo vanoti kwakati kwakati watching hapana chakakosha kuzvitangwenda kwamuri, stop it toda vanopa mafacts kwete watching chakati. Mukoma Tennyson, tinokurudzira kuti vanhu vatiudze kwavari kuti tizivane kuti ndisitireta pakurudziro iyo kuti tizive kuti munhu vanhu vari kuonawo vari kunzvimbo dzekupi. Louis Pilot Mberi ari kuti SA vs Zimbabwe amenoti yachi. Kenya Sunday ari kuti ari kumidrand Johannesburg Joza South Africa, tinotenda zvikuru Kenyas. I think ndo vanenge varipo ivavo PJ, tombodzokera kuna vachimini.
Regandingoti ode kulo Henry Msika vanhu loke esinika inombolo zakhe, ngiyakholwa ukubana uproducer wethu loke zama ukuthi akuthinte ngocingo. Henry Msika vanhu uti phe from UK. Umlevu Ndlovu twa please lingifonele phela, nanzi inombolo zakhe silethemba lokuba uyazama ikuthi incingo zethu vele aziludubo lamhlanje asazombe ukuthi iwhatsapp friday asikwazi.
Let's go back to Mr. Chimini. Now, Mr. Chimini, the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition released a statement today saying that it is not happy that ZEC has not been engaging non-governmental organizations. Do you feel like you have been left out as an organization?
As an organization, we feel more could be done to facilitate engagement with the Election Commission. In the past, they had assured that some stakeholder engagement platforms would be established for constant conversation to allow for interface. And our insistence when that was said was that it must not be a one-way engagement where there's simply invitation for people to listen to what Zek is saying and you leave. Because for engagement to be constructive, there must be exchange. So clearly, with what we've seen and the speed with which things are moving, it is becoming even more critical that society organizations and other stakeholders are engaged by ZEC. Sadly, we've not seen the engagement forums that were happening last year continue this year. That is unfortunate. Like I said before, it breeds suspicion. It breeds mistrust, and it undermines confidence that elections are in safe hands and are proceeding in a manner that would be acceptable. People trust things that they participate in. Mm-hmm. The moment people get left out, trust is undermined. So it's really unfortunate, but we are still strongly encouraged that they reconsider. We know they're getting busier. But there must be time to engage because they benefit more from engagement than anyone else. Mm-hmm. They will gain people's trust. They will gain people's confidence if they engage and if they engage constructively.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chimini. Do stay on the line. I think we have caller PJ Ngwan.
Yeah. Silo Mnumzana Makaya. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo.
Yeah. We are losing udaba olusegudini olokubhaliswa kwabantu. Kule confusion ekhona.
Ye, ngiyaluzwa kakhulu.
Umbono wakho?
Awel, angazi umbono wami uthi mhlambe lifuna ukuthi lucasise uhle kwenzothi mina okwamanje ngise South Africa.
Ye.
Ukuthi lo wathi sifuna ukuzobhalisa ngapha ekhaya sekwazi ukuthi siqonda ngapi, benziwa njani. Yikho ngicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe ufuna ukuthi kucace. Kodwa kungasacaci singathana ngamakhanda sasakwazi ukuthi sihambelani senze njani. Into zokuzwa ngabantu abathiyatsheniyo zenza mhlawumbe silahlekelwe lithemba singasakwazi ukuthi okuyikho yikuphi.
Yeah. Uthi mini lapha kade echasisa esithi okufunakalayo yikuthi ube lesithupha sakho. I-proof of residence iyabe isayinwe ngu-commissioner of oaths nxa kuyikuthi awulayo awulandlu oyengeyakho sibisibili. Yikho kudingakalayo okukhulu kakhulu.
Ye, ngimzile khona lokho lako akulula. Abantu abasebenza ngapha njengathi sibuya ngapho silamalanga siwaphiweyo.
Ye.
Mhlawumbe ukuthi ungene lapha lalapha uzathothi kanesikhathi sakwana savuni okunye uyathiya ungasakwenzanga ikanti ke sibe sifisa ukuthi siregiste sikhone ukuvota.
Ye, kodwa lizimisele njengabo njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezise-South Africa ukuthi ligibele amabhasi liyebhalisa kumbe li-drive izimota zenu.
Onjengami ngizimisele mama, kodwa-ke abantu abaningi engibabona ngapha eMzansi vele bahle bathi hayi into zokuvota. Abaningi bathi into zokuvota eZimbabwe vele azisebenzi. Ungazi ukuvota ungavoti, impumela yangkhona izaba le okungayikhangelelanga kumbe loba ungavotanga kuyaba yinale oyikhangeleleyo njalo nje. So angazi njengoba lokho kukhuthazwa mhlawumbe abantu bazathi into engqondo, but bakhona abaningi engixoxa laba abantu bathi hayi ekhaya mhlawumbe ikwesi isikhathi singaziba sokudintshwa indlela yokubhalisa amanzi.
Kodwa ke akula zikhalazo zabanengi na abathi ngabe kubuye kwazobhaliswa ngasesikoleni sommeli weZimbabwe ngase South Africa.
Namhlanje sizixoxa ngakho labanye sebenza labo khona lokho okujwe ukuthi ngabe kuba lento enjalo. Kodwa ke ngicabanga ukuthi izolo ngengacela le numbers ka Ngqabutho Mabhena ukuze okunike ukuthi ngathi sibe nomnye umuntu osimela isixoxa la isizwe kuhle ukuthi vele kuhamba njani. Ngokuthi ngiyathemba liyamazi umuntu ekhuluma ngayo.
Ngoba
ngasolinike inamba zakhe emoyeni. Kodwa ke bengicela ukuthi sisize ngazo ukuze okunye sizwisise kahle ngayo ukuthi khashana lakhashana laye asikhona ukumbona personally.
Omunye ophendulile khonapho ekhasini lethu eleFacebook wathi yena hamba ekhasini lakhe eleFacebook inombolo zakhe zocingo zikhona khona lapho. So mbe ngicabanga ukuthi engxenye ubalile umbi wona lo.
Okay, phela ama Facebook la abanye azwazi kahle.
Kumele liwajayele yiyo indlela esesihambisa ngazo imbiko zona lezo ngoba vele liyakwazi lana ukuthi nanana imisakazo yaseZimbabwe ayikho banzi kangako. Bayavumela labo kuphela ababe bephansi kukahulumeni. Yikho ke nxa uvele ngumuntu ohlakaniphileyo lawe bana le ndlela eziningi zokuthola ulwazi.
Hayi, ngizakuba lazo njengoba sengenelisa ukungena kini la ngizazama ukumphendula khonapha ngimthole asicebise kokunye.
Ye, lathi futhi uyasithola futhi la khona lapho kuFacebook sisakaza. So yinto enhle, yicebo elihle engutshela lona leli. Siyabonga kakhulu Magaya.
Ngiyazwisisa kodwa ke mhlawumbe ungakangi kipe moyeni silodubo lokuthi ngapha sihlotsha ngama permit kumele sikazi kuya register I mean kuya enza reapplying napho ekazi sifuna ukuyabhalisa izithupha
hayi nyakuzisa but kulohlelo olo oluyavele liqondane lama permits sesike siyaloyenza. Hayi, ngibona isikhathi sethu yithe sesidliwe ngumangoyi silomunye umlaleli njalo omeleleyo blessing. Siyabonga Makadi.
Tina bamvuti Makadi bamvuti
tiri Makadi wakurongo
aiwa tiripo tipe pfungwa dzenyu
pfungwa dzangu dziri pakudai so pakatanga kunangira kurongwa zvirongwa izvi zveshe biometric voting izvi handiti vari kuti ivo president vakaenda nedelegation yavo kustate house kunosaina vakaregera ivo kuti vadaidze vamwe vavo maopposition party leaders kuti zvione kuti zvinhu izvi hazvina chitoti here mukati ndochokutanga chechipiri ndechokuti zvo ndinomubvunza kuti sei vachitora mari $4 million vachiita hama dzavo yeti pane outstanding nakikire iripo pane outstanding nakikire problem iripo yekuti zvo mabiometric nakire machines achona haasi kukwana
akatengwa kudhara vamuvuti
chechitatu ndochokuti icho sei iyo zegi vasina kuita zvinhu zvakakwana zvakangwara zokuti iye zvino zvanditi muri kuona vakapatenda kunange kukambani yekuchina yekugermany yanga ichikwanisa kutipa michina iyeyo chopuchopu vakaisiya sei zvinhu zvakadaro zvichiramba zvichiitika munyika hanimozova zvinhu izvozvo zvinotikunisa sereki takatambura munyika mezimbabwe muya tichirohwa namapurisa zvinhu zvamufani kuti muchirejesa vanhu kuti vanhu vavhote muna 2013 nazvino tiri kuno kusouth africa tiri kutambura futi havasi kuda kuti tivhote saka isu tinokurudzira namakaavanhu vari muno musouth africa vese hande tinorejesa kuvhota kana tarejesa kuvhota tovhota togadzira nyika yedu izvi zvamapemiti zvingatimbokandai nazvo pasi timbotanga tagadzisa nyika yedu tozodzoka toita zvamapemiti tavhota.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamuvhuti ngoti nguva yedu ndoyabva yapera muchiita muteerero wekupedzisira.
Hachi mina vasivo.
Nguva yacho yabva yakanada.
Mungoti magwaro anodiwa muchidimbo.
Magwaro ari kunzi anodiwa, panodiwa chitupa. Tinangova cheplastic kana kuti cheraka kana kuti passport kana kuti iri kunzi green waiting pass yeya. Paraunopuwa uchinzi unofanira
kuhwa. Aiwa, vachimini tinotenda. Thank you so much, Mr. Chimini and Mr. Andiweni. Thanks to our callers and our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers, and of course our listeners. I am Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Praxedis Jeremiah.